When people recount what happened to them as children, they often are seeing it through a slant and they think they had more agency than they did. I remember asking my father about something that happened when I was young and thinking, I don't understand why I stayed in the house, why I didn't run away. So I assumed I was 12, but I was actually 10. And so when I found that out, I thought, oh, of course, a 10-year-old doesn't run. A 10-year-old or my 10-year-old self would stay. The identity that I had as an only child between these two people that were so ill-suited for each other and had an arranged marriage, I felt like I had to be the buffer, the cushion, or the punching bag. But they couldn't take away from me the fact that I could escape into a book, the fact that I spoke another language better than them. You know, that was the only power I had. And so when I think about stories that I've read about children who've experienced trauma, resistance shows up for all of us in childhood. Like, we know when we're being asked to do something that's wrong. We know when we're being abused. We know when something is distorted. It's a primitive need that we all have to stay safe. If we don't take that in, like if we have children that are just experiencing abuse and not showing that they also are aware that this is happening, I feel like that's not necessarily an authentic narrative.